In another stunning switch, Mayor Alex Morse announced Thursday that he once again opposes any casino development in Holyoke. The change came less than 3 weeks after Morse had angered many of his political supporters by announcing he would open the door to casino developers.
So today I am announcing that I'm halting all consideration of casino development in the city.
Morse said $25,000 fees that had been paid to the city by two developers will be refunded. One company had looked to build a casino on a golf course. A second casino was proposed by the owner of an outdoor concert venue. Both sites are located along Interstate 91. This now leaves Springfield and Palmer as the only locations in western Massachusetts with active casino projects. Casino developers must file applications and pay a non-refundable $400,000 fee to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission by January 15th in order to be considered for a casino license. Morse was elected at the age of 22, one of the youngest mayors in the state's history, last year. He defeated incumbent Elaine Pluta, who supported a casino development. Angry casino opponents showed up at Holyoke City Hall when Morse held a press conference on November 26th to announce he was no longer opposed to a casino. They shouted liar and traitor as Morse spoke.
I don't think any amount of revenue is worth the division and distraction that this issue will cause in the city of Holyoke.
Thursday, Morse apologized.
Yeah, I think without a doubt it was a distraction. I wish I had anticipated that. I take full responsibility for beginning this conversation without realizing the amount to which it would distract us. Sometimes governing is messy. I recognize how complicated it is. I take full responsibility for beginning this conversation, but I think I couldn't move forward on something that I didn't believe in. And so that's the decision I have to make at this point. I think it's a distracting issue, a divisive issue, and I wish I had realized that a few weeks ago.
Morse said he remains concerned about the economic impact on Holyoke if a casino is built in Springfield, just 15 minutes away. Morse is planning to hold a summit meeting Monday in Holyoke with other area municipal officials to discuss the regional impact of a Western Massachusetts casino. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said scheduling conflicts will prevent him and anyone else in his administration from attending Monday's meeting in Holyoke. Sarno said the meeting is premature.
What is the substance? What's the criteria? I have studies that are commissioned on traffic, engineering, water and sewer, public, you name it. You need to have all your cards on the table first before you start to negotiate.
In contrast to Holyoke, Sarno rolled out the red carpet to casino developers almost a year ago. The city has crafted a selection process to get developers to compete against each other to win the city's support.
We're going to continue to work not only for the most viable and best deal for the city of Springfield, but also with the Gaming Commission, letting them know that there is only one site. Only one site in western Massachusetts that is the best spot, and that's the city of Springfield as we move forward.
MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming have proposed resort casinos in different parts of downtown Springfield. Both projects come with price tags in the area of $800 million. Mohegan Sun has long proposed a casino on land in Palmer, just off an interchange to the Mass Pike. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.